Hi, this is Dr. Sharma here, recording for Kimora Elif, KIMORALIFF, date of service is 4/12/2022, date of birth is 9/26/2024, and date of accident is 6/26/2021. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She, first of all, is having an issue with the she's seeing a neuro-ophthalmologist who has ordered an MRI with neuroquant study at M1 imaging. Number two, she's having a pain in the left shoulder with spasm in the trapezius muscle and cervical fibers, as well as pain in the right side of the lower back. The pain is not in the middle part of the back anymore. She was a victim of the automobile accident. On 6/26/2021, where she was rear-ended, that caused her head injury as well as TBI. Initially, she had a lot of other symptoms, but she's now seeing a neurologist, Dr. Lin, and then she's seeing a neuro-ophthalmologist, she's seeing a psychiatrist, she's seeing Dr. Weiss for neuropsych. And all of them are helping her towards stabilizing her life to help in the anxiety, depression. Pain level is around 4 to 7. Most of the pain is in the lower back, and some pain is reported in the left shoulder. 80% relief is obtained by physical therapy and chiropractor, according to the patient. And she is a minor. Her ADLs are affected in general activity, mood, work, and enjoyment of life 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that there is an ongoing headache in neurology and psych, along with difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and loss of memory. The patient denies any vertigo, dizziness, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, fainting, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left shoulder and the right side of the lower back, along with stiffness in the shoulder and lower back with pins and needles in the local area. And the GI patient has some constipation, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there was no asthma, throat, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days pain recovery has been the same with no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen and Flexeril. No narcotics have been provided. Substance abuse none is reported, and compliance with the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical exam is blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 3/11/2022, dictation number 0311-084, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is to continue with the physical therapy, chiropractic. This patient is a minor. Her parents are not interested in any injection treatment this time or surgical consultation. The patient is advised to continue heat, wet heat, infrared heat, physical exercises, stretching, traction, yoga exercises, McKinsey exercises at home. Regarding the injection treatment surgery, she has been advised in detail of sacroiliac involvement of the right side and mildly on the left side, for which injection treatments are available. But first, we want to exhaust all the empirical conservative treatment, especially the physical therapy and chiropractor. She is doing good and she feels reasonably good. She's continuing seeing all the specialists for neuro, psych, and neurologist and psychiatrist. So we'll leave the management of the brain trauma to them. Thank you.